Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Mansfield is fast becoming one of the nation's most desirable places to live and has been recognized as one of the safest communities in America, as well as in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Over the years, several magazines have credited Mansfield for its exceptional school system. It has reported that the community is in the 2019 Best Public High Schools, places with the best public schools in America. And Mansfield has received numerous accolades for being one of the best places to raise a family in America, one of the best suburbs to live, and the best suburb to buy a house in all of Bristol County, and so much more. With the private development of the new Life Sciences campus, which has the capacity for nearly 1 million square feet of space for biotech, Mansfield, which is a designated gold-ready community by MassBio, is stirring interest amongst leaders in the life sciences communities, and it has caught the attention of business development drivers at both the state and local levels. Logistically situated at crossroads of 495 and 95, Mansfield has access to all major routes. In addition, the town is loaded with infrastructure for expansion opportunities, and it houses its very own electric company. Today, we are talking with Kevin Dumas, town manager, about all of these things and so much more.
Deborah, thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I mean, Mansfield, I can't wait to talk about all things Mansfield. It's all the buzz around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that Mansfield is the next up-and-coming life sciences and biotech mecca for the state. There are so many wonderful accolades that Mansfield has received over the years, from having best public schools, best high schools. It just won two awards and recognitions for being the safest, one of the safest communities in the nation, one of the safest communities in the Commonwealth, one of the best places to live for families, and the list goes on and on and on. So we are really delighted to have you here today to talk with us about Mansfield, economic development in Mansfield, and what's in store for the future.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And there's certainly a lot going on in the town of Mansfield.
Yes.
I've been in Mansfield. This is going on year three already. Previously, I was with the city of Attleboro for 14 years as mayor. Mm-hmm. And coming to Mansfield was really enlightening because we have a group of can-do people. The employees of the town are absolutely amazing, who care very much about what they do. And it really is a community that's on the move. One of the things that we had talked about recently was the fact that a year ago, the town of Mansfield opened up its new Department of Public Works Highway Division and a brand new public safety complex that houses both police and fire together, all in the same parcel. And it was a debt exclusion for $35 million. On time, under budget, an amazing, amazing community project that really came together. But shows that the town of Mansfield and its planning efforts across the board, whether it's municipal buildings, whether it's investment into infrastructure, owning its own and operating well its municipal electric department versus National Grid or Eversource. Mm-hmm. We have our own electric department, which is fantastic, that really houses some of the lowest rates for electricity in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Yeah. Just on residential, it's the third lowest in the state.
That's
which is
amazing.
Really fantastic.
That's really incredible. And let's talk a little bit about that, because when you think about growth and expansion, economic development has really been a key phrase that you hear all over the country, with cities and towns trying to drive growth within their communities. A lot of communities run into roadblocks when they can get companies interested, but when the company starts looking around, the community does not have the infrastructure to support that growth. I'd like to talk a little bit more in detail about Mansfield's infrastructure, because you're one of the only communities, at least through my research and knowledge in the Commonwealth, that has this significant infrastructure in place where a company comes into Mansfield and is enamored with the environment, loves the community, loves the land they're looking at, the development possibility, and then they get to the point where, is the infrastructure in place? And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes, it is in place. And tell us about how it's in place and the magnitude of what is available for companies that are looking to potentially grow in Mansfield.
Sure. One of the most important things is that what I like to highlight is the fact that Mansfield has a one-stop shop. So anybody that's looking to either expand their current business in town or whether someone's looking to come to Mansfield, mm-hmm. you know, please contact first and foremost the town manager's office. We set up a meet and greet, and all of the necessary departments throughout the town, including its electric department, and all the departments that you would be interacting with, all come to the meeting, get to know the person, what are they possibly looking for, and let's talk about the infrastructure that's in place in order to tell them why Mansfield's a perfect place to be. So whether that's the electric service that may be needed, mm-hmm. The services that may be required for water or sewer infrastructure, the high-speed internet that's available in town, particularly in the Cabot Business Park, which is the second largest business park in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts behind Miles Standish and Taunton, right down the street, but showing all the available resources that are in place, but also being able to talk about the planned projects that we have. Mm-hmm. Certainly part of economic development also has to deal with transportation.
Right.
The transportation network of specifically where the diamond in the rough is for Mansfield mm-hmm. is perfectly located. So you're just south of Boston, you're just north of Providence, and then you have the infrastructure network in place for the highway system that you're at the crossroads of Route 140, mm-hmm. 95, 495, Route 123. You also have the fact that we're heavily focused on the future of the town mm-hmm. as it relates to transportation. So right now, for example, we've invested just $875,000 alone this fiscal year for investments in the transportation network system of our roadway infrastructure. And so that's going to yield up to $23 million in state funding in the Transportation Improvement Program. That's for our Complete Streets initiative throughout town. So the redo of Route 106, which is one of our arteries in the center of town, out to Route 140. Mm-hmm. The School Street project, which will be from 140 right into the center of town, intersecting with Route 106. Mm-hmm. And a lot of improvements to the water infrastructure, water main projects and the such. That's all ongoing right now mm-hmm. and then leading to the projects over the next 5 years that will be happening in Mansfield. Improving the way and look how we move people, whether it's bicyclists, walking, mm-hmm. trail networks, and also how we're moving the general public through the transportation network in town. On top of the fact that we have the largest ridership of the commuter rail system on the Providence-Stoughton line. So whether you're going south into Providence or whether you're going north into the city, inbound every day, you'll be very surprised to see how many people are actually commuting. So whether you're commuting to work, into Mansfield, or commuting out, it's really amazing to see what we have and what we're able to offer, on top of even having our own municipal airport, which is really fantastic.
That's really, really great. And I remember recently there was an article in the Boston Globe that talked about life sciences and the frustration and the difficulty in having the individuals, the executives that are working in the life sciences and biotech community commuting back and forth to Cambridge. And what I think is really great, and I really want our viewers to understand and learn about, is that Mansfield now has a private development, a campus, that will potentially house nearly 1 million square feet of space for life sciences and biotech with access to all of the transportation that you speak of, making it so that you don't have to worry about this commute. It's much more fluent. It's easier to get to. And so that has been something that I have actually heard come up in conversations around the Commonwealth by individuals that are working in the different sectors. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. And I was actually, I think you're referring to the Secretary of Economic Development recently.
Yes, who mentioned it in a meeting, which is really impressive.
So how that started, it was Mansfield Bio Incubator. Yes. And that started in 2017. Mm-hmm. And within 1 year, shortly after I had come on as town manager, I came on in January, it was October of 2018, where they realized their first year in operation and the Mansfield Bio Incubator was full, which is absolutely fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Which just goes to show that there is a demand down in this region mm-hmm. of southeastern Massachusetts to be able to look at the fact to say, why would you want to be able to pay 10 times the amount mm-hmm. that you would have to get the proper square footage available to get your biotech and life science